This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. And from 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to call us, that would be the time to call. Between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Central. Here's the number if you'd like to call, 866-582-9933. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I got to tell you, I think we're doing a little bit better over here than in your neck of the woods. The Royals are under siege. The Queen is circling the wagons. We've got wildfires. You have wildfires in Sydney. The pollution in the air is 11x, what would be considered a probably safer level, so it's 11 times what would be considered safe. And in New Zealand, there was an eruption, and people have died, and it is still too dangerous to go and retrieve the victims. So I'd say we're doing a little better than you guys are.
Yeah, well, New Zealand's a long way from where I am. It's about 3,000 kilometers.
Yeah, yeah.
Or about 2,000 miles from where I am. So, but I lived quite close to where that volcano is when I was a little girl. And we used to go for holidays to the beach, which is near where, you know, which is directly near where that volcano is on the mainland of New Zealand. And I remember standing on the shore of the sea as a little girl and watching that very same volcano erupt off the coast. And, you know, this particular volcano does this. It does it about once every 30 years on a regular cycle of eruption. And, you know, every single time people die, because nobody is expecting it to do this, and they can't remember that just 30 years beforehand that it did this. So, yeah, that's it's really quite amazing. People have short memories. This volcano's got a long history of killing people.
Mm-hmm. And what I meant was that that was in, I wouldn't call it your neighborhood, but you did spend a lot of time there. So there are memories about that. Now, this volcano, yes, this volcano, it looks like there are about almost 30 people suffering burns over at least 30% of their bodies, and they're still recovering. The New Zealand doctors need an estimated 1.2 million square centimeters of skin grafts to continue treating the burn victims from the volcano eruption, the latest one.
Wow.
This is a pretty serious thing. Yeah. So we're looking at a place that people shouldn't be playing in. As far as I can tell, it's crazy being there. But I guess that's a rhetorical question. Why do people tempt fate like that? Why? Is it they need that selfie? What is it all about? I don't know. But
I think they just forget that this is what this volcano is like. That the Maori people, they basically, I don't think they ever went there. I think they regarded the place as being a holy site, which in the Maori culture means you don't go there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they had the right idea. Maybe the ancient medicine men of the Maori people, they sort of said, well, we're going to declare this a holy site. We're going to forbid people from going there. And, you know, to stop any of our folks from dying. You know, and I think that probably nobody should go to this volcano. But they've had aerial tours of this volcano widely advertised for forever. Even the last time that it had a major eruption, which was, like I say, around about 30 years ago when I was a teenager, they called off the volcanic flights for a few weeks or a few months, and then when it all came down, then they put them back on again. And so I think that it came down to the tour operators are actually making a lot of money off of this volcano. And that's why they keep doing it, and they really don't care about, you know, at some level they do care about the lives of the people that are with them, but they care more about the money that they're bringing in. You know, I know that seems, you know, really selfish, but I think that's the state of the world that we live in, Vincent, that people are selfish. They're incredibly selfish.
They're so selfish that I bought these at least 18 months ago. I bought some LED retrofit lights. Now, what they are, if you have a can light would be a recessed light in the ceiling. So you think of it like a large juice can upside down with the lid or the bottom of the can still intact. So the lid would be removed. So now you have a can upside down with the opening at the bottom. And that's attached with a metal frame between the joists in the ceiling. And so what you do is there's a socket in there, and you'd screw a light bulb in there. And the idea is the light would be pointing downward into the living area. Well, in order to have enough light in our kitchen, it would use about 1,100 watts. Because although it's a nice, clean type of lighting, meaning there's not much dust that will collect on the lights themselves because they're inside the ceiling, they are not as efficient in releasing the light from the can. But you can get these LED retrofit kits that will be flush with the ceiling. They will produce very little heat, and they'll produce more light than a typical incandescent light bulb would that would fit in there. So we bought a whole bunch of these, and they started burning out like crazy. And they were built by a company called Sunco, S-U-N-C-O. And they had a 5-year warranty. I think they've expanded to 7 years now. And these lights, because they failed, I would call them up and say, hey, these failed. And they would send me replacements. But now the replacements have half as much material in them as the original ones we bought 18 months ago. So when you talk about greed and you talk about money, what they've done, these Chi-Coms have reduced the material in them. Now, the original ones were, the electronics in them, we'll call it the drivers, were replaceable. The LED plate with the surface-mounted LEDs, they were replaceable. You could buy them on the Internet if you wanted to and take off a few screws, replace the parts that went bad, put the light back in, and you'd be fine. Now, let's say you're a kind of a person who wanted all the lights in the room to match. Okay? So what would happen if you had them for 18 months and you find out that the one that they replaced the defective one with isn't quite the same? It's not exactly the same shape. It's not exactly the same size. It's different. Now you have let's say if you have four lights in the room, you'd have three that match and they oddball. And then soon when one more fails, you'd have two oddballs. And then pretty soon you'd have one oddball because you'd have three new ones that match and then the original one that doesn't match. So that's the kind of stuff that's going on. And it's not just Sunco. It's everywhere. We are replacing durable with disposable. And that is greed. And what's the proof of this? Well, that would be Mount Trashmore. And there's a Mount Trashmore everywhere. And that would be a mountain of trash near your city. Well, not really in your city, right on the outskirts, where it used to be nice, pristine land. That is now your Trashmore class, Mount Trashmore. And they're all over the country. As a matter of fact, there's one right outside of St. Louis, Missouri. And that darn thing is being... There's a fire there. There's a fire underground, and they can't put it out. And it's headed toward another Mount Trashmore, which is really a subterranean trash heap, which is radioactive as a result of World War II making the atomic bombs. Yes. And the fire is within...
Buried the radioactive waste from the Manhattan Project there.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, we are west of there, so those who are east of there, you know, the prevailing winds, they'll be really beneficial in blowing the radioactive airborne particles from the results of this fire when the fire reaches the radiation dump right outside of St. Louis, Missouri. People will benefit from the radiation going into the air who are east of that dump. So who in their right mind would dig a hole and say, this stuff is so dangerous, we don't know what to do with it. Let's just dig a hole and bury it, and then we'll have to remember it for a while. Well, now, 70 years later, we have to remember it. And what are the politicians doing? Well, they're thinking about the possibility of engaging in some talks about what they should do to think about possibly making a decision sometime in the distant future about when they should have a meeting to discuss the problem. What I'm saying is nothing. They're doing nothing except lip service. It's an outrage. But that's greed. That's greed. It's going to kill a lot of people. And what's it going to take? I think it's going to take, well, drawing and quartering. I think it's going to take something like that. You know, in the public square, when the people who have done this damage are exposed, both literally and figuratively, I think that's what it's going to take. Or it's going to take the second American Revolution. Something like that. Because these are outrages. Gwyneth, I decided I wanted to get some new sneakers. And I don't jog or anything like that, and I'm not looking for anything fancy. I just want a pair of basic sneakers. And I had a couple criteria. One was I wanted a piece of something over my toes so that my toes won't pop through the front of the sneakers. And I went with Mrs. Finelli and our son to a big sports store. I've never been to this one. I think it's called Sports Authority, I think, in Springfield. And they had aisle after aisle after aisle after aisle of bright red, bright blue, bright green. All these faggoty-looking sneakers. And I was so annoyed, I said, so where is the aisle for sneakers for people who are straight? Where? And everybody heard me. I was furious. Because where do you find them? I don't know.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I know this is a little off topic, but, you know, I was kind of livid trying to just find a regular pair of sneakers with a little flap of leather or something to reinforce where my toes are so my toes wouldn't pop through the front of the sneakers. And all I could find were these really light loafer type of sneakers. I thought, geez, these are all queer. I mean, who would wear these? And I said to my family, who would wear these red sneakers that look, you know, these queer looking sneakers? And I said, I know. It'd be some guy running down the street with a TV. That would be a guy who would wear these red sneakers. But I just looked up during the break. Gay space sneakers. And there they are. You can get your own customized gay sneakers. Right from a website. Yes, you can. So, gosh. How'd this happen? You know, I was looking at the socks and, you know, whatever happened to, you know, white athletic socks or black socks, just plain? No, they got to be striped. They have to have all these bizarre designs on them. I couldn't believe it. Overpackaged stuff. It looked like this Academy Sports was just a huge outlet for Chi-Com overpackaged stuff that's going to, you know, it's going to end up in our landfill. Now, they had some quality things. They had Yeti. I couldn't believe how much a Yeti cooler costs, you know, over a couple hundred dollars. For a cooler, we're talking 20X. Really? Really? I don't know. I guess I was out of touch. And my family's looking at me like, it looks like you're having a tough time today. I said, of course I am. This is indicative of where we're headed. This Idiocracy. But anyway, I'm sorry I derailed this, but is this kind of stuff happening in Australia too? This overpackaging that's going to end up in the landfill, this these feminine attire for men. Are you seeing this as well?
Oh my gosh. I just remembered something. I'm going to tell you a story. And I assure you that this story is true. Because it my son, this afternoon, when you know, when he went on Facebook this afternoon, he or Instagram or whatever social media it is that he was using, he was talking to some former classmates of his at the local high school. Okay, this is the local high school that I pulled my son out of because they had classes that said it was okay to be gay. And I said, well, I don't think it's okay to be gay, and I don't appreciate you teaching him that. He won't be attending, and there were other problems as well, okay? There were really, really serious things that the school were doing, and they just weren't right. And it basically ended up that I said, well, I'm pulling him out. I want you to remove his name from the roll. They still haven't removed his name from the roll, incidentally. And what happened was, you know, they threatened to call child protection on me, and I said, well, if you do that, I'm going to sue. And that was a couple of years ago now. But I'll tell you what happened to one of his friends from back in the day when he was in the school. His friend, okay, I know this is a family show. I have to give an advisory here. This, the next 5 minutes or so of this broadcast is going to get anatomical. So if you have young children listening, maybe you want to tune to another station for 5 minutes and then tune back, okay? This particular young man decided that it would be a really good idea. He was homosexual, by the way. He had decided that he was gay, and he decided that it would be a really good idea if he got his scrotum pierced. The part of the scrotum that he pierced was the septum, which is that part of the scrotum that's in the middle, where there's a little line that runs from front to back. Okay? And he got his, it's called the septum, it's a part of the scrotum, he got it pierced. He got jewelry inserted into this part of his anatomy.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hours after Democrats in the U.S. House filed two articles of impeachment against him, the president calls the charges flimsy, pathetic, and ridiculous. He speaks at a rally held in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
They send these two things, they're not even a crime. This is the lightest, weakest impeachment.
The House Judiciary Committee will begin consideration of those two articles of impeachment against the president at a meeting this evening. One of them alleges abuse of power, the other obstruction of Congress in the Ukraine scandal. The full House expected to debate and vote on Trump's impeachment next week. The U.S. is turning four military bases over to South Korea today, also starting the process of turning over the former American military headquarters in the heart of Seoul. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Now I'm about to get sick. Gwyneth, please be careful how you continue this discussion. I just put a new cover on the microphone. It's my last one, and I don't want to get sick on the microphone.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. This young man, the wound from him piercing his scrotum, okay, got infected. And the infection spread to one of his testicles, and he had to get that testicle removed. And this, so level of stupidity is mind-numbing. And my son just said, Mom, why? Why? And I said, yeah, why? And he told me this, and I said, you're kidding me. And he said, no. He said, this is what happened to this, you know, I won't call him a friend, but this former, you know, it was probably a couple of years above him, but former school associate of him, that he knew this kid, and that this is what this young man had done to himself. He was no longer a child. He was 18, okay? But the monumental stupidity, and I see it every single day. I was in Bendigo today, and I had to see if I could find some free Wi-Fi for my computer because I had something that I had to do. And so I went to the local Mickey D's restaurant. I don't know if they call them that in the United States. The Golden Arches.
They do. Yeah, yes. They do. They call them the Arches Restaurant, Mickey D's. Yep.
Yeah, I ordered a coffee and sat down, and I said, I need the Wi-Fi. And the lady was very helpful. She said, yes, of course. And so I sat there with the coffee, and I was trying to log into the Wi-Fi trial, and the Wi-Fi didn't work. And she says, oh, yeah, we had this problem the other week. And, you know, they advertise that they have free Wi-Fi and, you know, that people go in there and they, like, buy a cup of coffee and they sit down and use their computer, to use the Wi-Fi, you know, to if they've got something urgent that they need to do on the Internet. And so I went down to, I said, oh, that's pretty amazing. So anyway, I sat there for about half an hour, sipping my coffee, and waited for my computer to charge up a little bit. Then I packed it all up, and, I'd agreed to meet my son there. So we met, and we walked down the road to the local. Here in Australia, they call it Hungry Jack's, but it's really Burger King, okay? And as, my son and I, we sat in there. And I said, well, it's getting on to midday or 12:30 or whatever. I suppose we can order some lunch. And so, we both ordered a little bit of lunch. And I opened up my computer. I said, well, I'll see if their Wi-Fi works. because what I had to do on the Internet is quite important at the time. And they had actually had their Wi-Fi removed, which is good to know, except for the fact that this particular Hungry Jack's is directly opposite the police station, which is like Wi-Fi Central. But that particular fast food restaurant had actually had its Wi-Fi removed. And so I said, well, that's new. Last time I came here, they actually had Wi-Fi here, and now they've got it removed. That's probably good for everybody. So anyway, we finished our lunch, and then we caught a bus up to a local shopping mall. And there, I finally managed to get logged into some Wi-Fi there, and I did what I needed to do on the Internet. And, that's three places. But listening to the young people, school has just gotten out here. We're heading into Christmas holidays, or maybe school hasn't just gotten out. Maybe I just run into a bunch of school kids playing hooky. But either way, they were out of school. And they were talking about, how wonderful it was to be gay and all the rest of it and, about how they were going to get this part of their body pierced or whatever. And these are 14 and 15-year-olds. And apart from ear piercings, I don't think that piercings are legal for 14 and 15-year-olds here. I think that they actually have a law that if you want to get your earlobe stretched out into something that looks like it's come from Papua New Guinea or tribal Africa, that you actually have to be 18 to be able to do that sort of mutilation to yourself. And, you know, but that didn't seem to matter to these young girls because apparently it was the latest cool thing. And so was being a lesbian. And I so much wished that I could have just taken these girls to one side and said, listen, you got to understand, I've got a lot, I've got a number of friends, you know, who they would classify themselves as being lesbian or whatever. Some of them are not my friends anymore because we had arguments. and as time goes on, I find that's happening more and more, that we just don't agree. And, you know, because of that, then, you know, we stop talking to each other. But, you know, I wish that I could tell these girls how what an unhappy life it is for somebody to be, you know, sexually queer when you get to being 30, 40 and 50 years old, of how lonely, how upsetting and how depressing that lifestyle is, because you've basically wasted your whole life on stuff that's actually harmful, you know, that's not satisfying. That it's a deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper hole of degeneracy, you know, and the suicide rate for people on the, let's just call it genderqueer spectrum, especially in the 30s, 40s, 50s and 60s, is through the roof. And they try and blame every other factor, but what it ultimately comes down to is people's consciences get to them. That's ultimately what it is. And it's just wrong. It's just so destructive. The rates of sexually transmitted diseases are through the roof. You know, the genderqueer orgies where people have multiple, it's just, oh my gosh, it's just so disgusting. It's just so degrading, you know, on every single level. You would not want to have that life for yourself, and you certainly would not want it for your children. And I'm really blessing God that my sons are able to see what a destructive life that is, because I always said, listen, this is how it is. There's a Christian phrase out there, and maybe it's been overused, but I'm going to use it because it is true. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. That's true. That's absolutely true. There is a natural order that things are supposed to be that way, okay? And part of that is man and woman together in a hopefully lifelong committed relationship. And, you know, I was listening to your broadcast actually today as I was up in the forest getting wood for the fire tonight. And you were mentioning about marriage. And I would like to tell a story, Vincent, if you don't mind.
Please do.
Okay. Now, I was married to my husband, Archie, okay? When we met, I was 23 and he was 62, which was a bit of an age gap, and it horrified everybody around us. But we were adults. And we were in love, and so we, you know, we were meant to be together. We were soulmates. We'd had multiple lifetimes together. And as we did past life regression, we remembered these lives. And it was a beautiful, beautiful marriage. It was a one in a million marriage, okay? But he had been married twice before. And he had had over 40 years of really, really bad marriages. And I know both of the women that he was married to, and I can positively assure you, it was the woman's fault. In both of those marriages, it was not his fault. He was a great guy. He tried to do everything he could to make those marriages work, and they just didn't happen. Because the woman, ultimately, there was something wrong with both of them, okay? And I'm not, you know, I think that one of these women is still alive. I'm not sure if the other one is still alive. I know that one of these women is still alive. So, you know, I respect her privacy. But you know what, Vincent? We had a great marriage because my husband, Archie, and I decided that we were going to work together to build a really, really good life for ourselves. And I said, listen, I want to build a life for your children as well as my own children, because I regarded his children as being part of the family, okay? And I think that that's what, you know, ultimately, that didn't happen. After he died, his children decided they were going to live somewhere else. They found a friend that would accommodate them. But, that hadn't happened at this time. We had decided that we were going to build a really good life together for the whole family. And it was a big family, okay? When he died, he had five of his children living at home, and I had two babies. I had a newborn baby, 3 months old, and I had a two-year-old son. And now the three-month-old baby is now 16, and the two-year-old one is now 18.
All right, we're going into a break. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our greats in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Talking about aberrant behavior, and I have to tell you that too many people feel that being a homophobe is an abnormal thing. It's wrong to be a homophobe. To that, I've got to respond, I am a homophobe. Those guys carry diseases. Those guys are, and gals, enjoy risky behavior. Things that I think are just sick. So, because of their risky behavior, because of the things that they do that are abnormal, I am a homophobe. So I'm admitting worldwide that I am a homophobe. And I wanted to mention one other thing. That quite a while ago I mentioned to a fellow broadcaster, Steve Elkins. He's a broadcaster on Republic Broadcasting Network. He's a friend of the family. We talk a lot. And off the air, on the air. And I mentioned to him that I had a New Year's resolution years ago, and that was that I would reduce my tolerance. I would become more intolerant. And yesterday's behavior at Sports Authority, looking for a pair of just common sneakers, which I could not find, that intolerance was on display. I was frosted that I could not find a pair of masculine sneakers. The sneakers that Nike, New Balance, Adidas, and the rest of them that were on display were just feminine sneakers. And I am not going to wear a pair of feminine sneakers. Now, if my wife wants to wear them, that's fine. But I'm not going to wear a pair of feminine sneakers. I am a man. And I will not reduce my intolerance. I am going to increase my intolerance. And it doesn't mean just about queers. It means about everything I think is wrong. Everything. People racing through parking lots, cutting through the lane sideways, not going up and down normally, just racing around. Because it's faster for them. But it's risky. And it's dangerous for everybody else. And when I see it, I speak out in a loud voice. I'll yell at them. I will yell at them. or if I see some freak of nature in the store, I'll mention, oh, look at that. Look at that. Would you look at that? That's intolerance. I will not yield and become more tolerant. I won't do it. I won't engage in letting myself and my family be spied upon more. Well, we're not doing anything wrong. So what's the problem with Bill Gates and Facebook and all of these other large technical corporations spying into our home? What's wrong with that if I'm not doing anything wrong? It's wrong. These guys are peeping Toms. These guys are perverts at the highest order. I will not make it easy for them. I do not wash my license plates. I don't. I will not do it. I will not make it easier for those license plate scanners to read my license plates. If you saw my driver's license picture, you would say, that doesn't look like him. Well, it is me, but just, you know, I look like Grizzly Adams. You can too. You don't have to put up with this nonsense. The Amish wear these wide-brimmed hats. It's hard to see their faces from the cameras above. I don't particularly like the style of the Amish hats, but I do like cowboy hats. So I'm probably going to get a, you know, that style. Or a sombrero. I resent what's happening. I do. So, Gwyneth, here's a quick question for you. You mentioned that you heard the broadcast where I talked about marriage. What was the relationship between what I said on yesterday's broadcast about marriage and the family and what you were thinking?
Okay. Archie and I had a great marriage. We were both Christians. We were from, actually, the Bible college that he went to was in the same church that I was baptized in. Although he graduated from that Bible college about 20 years before I was baptized in that church. So we were of the same religion, and we shared common values about a lot of things. And there were some things that we disagreed on, but we found that the things that we disagreed on, we were able to talk through to the point where we actually came to an agreement. So there was maybe something that one or the other of us didn't really understand, and that when, you know, that we would have a discussion, and it would be a polite and it would be a civil discussion, and then at the end of it we'd be like, oh, so that's how the situation is. And then we would find that we would be able to come to an agreement.
Okay, when we come back, may we talk about royalty and the scandals that they are surrounded by of their own making.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.